We're back to the Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment. And when I talk about this show, and I've had a lot of the participants on the show, two of them, and I really, really love Happy Days. But when you talk about the most iconic figure, you have to talk about Marion Ross, or Mrs. C. So I'm excited to welcome the program Marion Ross. You're the author of My Days, Happy and Otherwise. Marion, thanks for calling. How are you?
I'm so well. Isn't that nice?
Hey, it's great. You were just
because
telling
me. I'm so grown up now.
Yeah, but your voice hasn't changed. You definitely sound like the person that we've watched for so many years. I have talked to a few people from Happy Days, and when they told me what they learned from being on the show that they took the rest of their lives. Do you have a story as well, Marion, how that experience on Happy Days shaped the rest of your life in certain ways?
Well, it certainly set us up financially, didn't it? And then now we were known everywhere we went. And we also learned to work together. You know, you really learned. It's a wonderful experience to work so closely every day with the same actors because they were a family. We were a family. And you learn to give and take, you know?
Are you blown away the success of a lot of them after Happy Days in certain ways where they moved on to and how they, you know, really did well for themselves?
I think everybody's handled themselves very well. Our poor Erin was the only, you know, she was our tragedy, but everybody else has led their life very well. Isn't that nice? Yeah.
Absolutely. And now it took you some time, Marion, to write your memoir. Why did you write the memoir?
Well, I certainly didn't want to do it, but my son brought this fellow, David Laurel, to my house. He said, you're going to write your book, Mother. I said, no, I'm not. So they tied me up to a chair, you know, and the next thing I know, we're doing this thing. But do you know who my son is? My son is an actor.
Really?
And he, in a commercial for Geico, he plays George Washington being dragged across the freeway on his boat. Have you seen that commercial?
Yes, I have. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So,
yeah. That's my son, Jim. Yeah.
So why did he want you to tell the story if he dragged you? He kind of dragged you on a boat to write your book in certain ways. So what made you, because he said, you're going to write this, Mom. So what made you want to, I mean, the process of writing this after what was his whole reasoning for you finally to write a memoir?
Well, it was easy because David Laurel came to the house and he would record me,
okay,
get me talking,
yes,
you know, and then he would record it. Now, that's a very good way to write a book, isn't it? You know, I was not about to go by myself and I don't know how to type, you know, so I can't do that. So if you want to write your book, you get a writer to make you talk and then he'll write it down.
Hey, that's the best thing. I agree. I would not. Whenever I do write my memoir, it's going to have to be Marion, where I'm recording it and someone's writing it afterwards because I couldn't just sit down like those authors, Marion.
Are you alone when you're recording it?
I have not started that yet, but I want to. Yes.
I need an audience. I have to have an audience
to ask the right
question.
Keep me going. And to ask the right questions, right? About your memoir, meaning like to kind of lead those chapters and get you to share and tell stories. That's what it sounds like the whole book is about, stories of your life.
Yes,
isn't that
because,
correct?
You know, we're all full of stories, and we tell them many, many times to our friends and families. So to get them written down, I'm awfully happy that I have the book. The book is doing very nicely. Isn't that nice?
Oh, that's got to make you really feel good. And then when it finally comes off, you finally see it in the shelves and different places. So why the title Happy and Otherwise, bringing it up? What was the reason for that title?
Because otherwise, yes, you know, I got divorced. And so that was a very tough period for me. From 40 to 50, it was tough for me. And also, Tom Bosley was tough on me because he wasn't keen on having me playing his wife. He wanted somebody more important, I think. So that was hard on me. But it's all worked out. And I call my house Happy Days Farm here, and I have everything. Isn't that nice? I have everything.
Exactly. So why did Tom not want you to be his wife, TV wife? What's the reasoning?
Well, you know, he had come from Broadway, and he had won the Tony on Broadway for Fiorello, the music Fiorello, and I don't know. So just something about me. It took a long time for him to really like me, you know? I don't know. Because Tom is he was a really nice man, a very good man. So it was something I did. I don't know. But I tell people that. No, I don't mind. I don't mind. No.
So life after Happy Days, kind of tell us what you did, Mary, and you're doing now. I think that's because again, everyone needs to definitely pick up your book. But
well, I am retired now, but you know, I did a series called Brooklyn Bridge, where I played a Jewish Polish grandmother for CBS for Gary Goldberg, who did Family Ties.
Okay.
And I loved that role. I played Drew Carey's mother on his series.
Oh, yeah.
I've never stopped working. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, absolutely. So you like doing those guest appearances before you're retired, right? Getting those awesome opportunities to guest star or have a longer appearance. Did you think you were typecast in certain ways?
Yes, I would always go off and do plays.
Oh, really?
You know?
Yeah. And I saw SpongeBob SquarePants. I never would have thought that you were a voice for that. I never knew that. So these are the interesting things.
Yeah. They asked me to do that, and I had never done that before. So I find out that that's a very, very important little job that I had. Yeah.
Well, it seems like it for sure. It's cute, and you got to experience a lot of things, not after Happy Days and in your acting career, where you did a lot of those things. And I think that's what you reminisce from your memoir, is that you really got to live a very exciting life in the entertainment business.
I was involved in many wonderful movies. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard of Noel Coward. Many people in the theater have. He was an English, very, very famous English actor. So I did, at CBS Live, we did his play, Blythe Spirit, with Claudette Colbert, Lauren Bacall, Noel Coward himself. But that was a wonderful experience for me. And I've played, in my book, you'll see, I have a picture with Cary Grant.
Oh,
and
my
one with,
gosh.
With,
wow.
You know.
It's tremendous.
It's, I'm with everybody, you know.
And absolutely, Marion. And what's your ultimate goal for the book? What do you want people to learn from your life?
Oh, I just want to have fun with it. I have no great plans, you know. It's wonderful to have it. And I will end up with a few in my closet, won't I? It'll be so nice. So it's just fun. And I'm now doing a lot of book signings, and people all line up, and it's fun, and I meet them. So I'm just having a good time with everything that I do.
So where are you doing your book signings? What area are you just staying in your area? Where are you? Where do you live? That's an interesting thing.
Well, I just came back from San Francisco, and then I was, you know where I was? I was in Missouri, near Branson, and that was wonderful. And there was like about 300 people came. It was really nice. So I've been to New York City and to New Jersey, and to the Globe Theater in San Diego. They had a big event, and I just have a good time.
All right, so we can definitely purchase your book in all finer bookstores and especially available on Amazon, My Days Happy and Otherwise. And another question for you, Marion, can we connect with you anywhere? Are you on social media? We're talking about, you know, you're not able to travel to Pittsburgh to do the book signing, but are you on social media that people can connect with you and ask questions and stuff?
Not really, because I'm not... It's not my generation, all that. I don't like all that. I don't know how to do that. But I have an assistant who comes every day, and she gets things, you know. So I don't know.
It's cool because guess what? People will Google you, Wiki you, find you everywhere. And so many people have, and it's great to know how many fans you have, Marion, especially with the book and how they're coming out and telling you the stories that they learned from Happy Days. So I appreciate you coming on, Marion.
Yeah, it's so fun.
And thanks for coming on the show.
All
right. Best of luck with
and
the book. Yeah. Good, Marion.
Thank you so much, my darling.
Take care. See you later. Bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show. We'll be back in just a moment.